Again, this is not going to be a usual occurrence. It won't be here usually. But just to meet the kind of point of direction in terms of the Hakdama here, actually, you have the... So I thought as an introduction to Maseches Ksubos, which really deals with the dinim of Nesua, as opposed to Kiddushin, which deals with the dinim and the mechanism of Kiddushin, of Erusin. So I thought as a general introduction to the Maseches, as well as for the sigyos that we're going to see in the first parak, and even just for the terminology we encounter, Besula Nisis, what does it mean, Nisis? What is... Or what happens then that didn't happen yet. So it just made sense to do an introductory topic, and really in terms of just the major focus being on your learning these Makaros, the difference between the stages of Ishus, Eris, and Nisuin, right? The Torah has the creation of Ishus in Halacha, right? The person's being a wife in Halacha is broken down into two stages, right? This is something which isn't true of Nachrim, in Halacha even, right? There's just, you're my wife, that's it. In Halacha, there's two stages of Ishus, two stages of being a wife. There's Ishus that follows the Erusin, the Kiddushin, and then there's Ishus that follows the Nisuin. The mechanism which generates Nisuin is called in the Gemaras and in the Mishnayos, Chuppah. One of the interesting facts about Chuppah is, nowhere does it say what that is. Or at least according to... There are some Rishonim who think that when the Gemara says X, that's what it means, chuppah, but that's not explicit, and there are other Rishonim who disagree. So what chuppah is a topic. I was thinking maybe making that the topic, but the truth is that's actually less central of the topic this question. The fact that it actually took until Rishonim to, you know, kind of try to define what is chuppah is telling, but it certainly also means it's probably not a central topic. As the questions we're going to dealing with, although we will touch upon it, again, you're not going to find like a sugya in the Gemara. The one sugya that really maybe the place to look at is Memches about Mesira le Shluchei Ha'av, but weren't the many Rishonim, that's just not a chuppah at all. In which case, we're kind of left as the Rishonim, we're wondering what is chuppah, but just leaving that aside, that's the mechanism that generates Nisuin. The fact of the matter is there is these two stages. Once you're Mosel Chuppah, you get the second stage of Nisuin. So we just want to outline, number one, outline what are the halachic differences between the Ishus at Erusin versus the Ishus at Nisuin. What happens at Erusin? And what is yet to happen that only happens at Nisuin? Both in terms of just listing, surveying the halachic differences, what changes, as well as a little bit analyzing them, both in terms of their source, the Makar for the Din, the Makar that is Dafka Nisua, and also... maybe a little bit, what they represent in terms of understanding conceptually these different stages. Presumably, in the end of it, we wouldn't just assume that these are just, you know, lists of dinim, although one could at least raise the question. Maybe these are just the same concept, and it's just, you know, different levels of, or different number. The only difference is quantitatively how many dinim of ishus apply. But presumably, as we'll see, it's going to be, there's some element or theme that is accruing only bishas Nisuin that doesn't accrue Bishas Erusin. At least that's a possibility that we'll have to look out for. In particular interest, as we go through these, are going to be the dinim that distinguish, that are different in the different stages, Midaraisa, as opposed to some of the chilukim, which are only Derabanan. And those fall under two categories, meaning there's some dinim that are going to be true of Nisua and not of Arusa, that Midaraisa are actually true of Arusa too. And it's only Midirabanan we say, wait till Chuppah. And then there are some cases where, we'll see according to some at least, that even Bin Nisua, the whole din, is not true Midirai. So the whole din, that something is true, Bin Nisua is Dafka Din, is only Din Dirabanan. Right? Everybody follow that? In other words, there's some case where there's no chiluk between Erusin and Nisua and Midirai. So either because the din is true also of Erusin Midirai, or because the din is not even true of Nisua Midirai. Those are both cases where the din is not a deraisa difference between Nisuin and Erusin. Okay, we'll get to that. So just going through the this topic, we'll start with just the Ishus of Erusin. So Kiddushin triggers, I think, the two major foundational Ishus halachos. Again, we'll try to characterize conceptually how they may be different than the Nisua halachos afterwards. But the two major halachic differences that really are descriptive of Ishus al-Pi Halacha that are triggered by Kiddushin is, number one, the Isser and Onesh of Eshes Ish, right? The Isser of Niyuf, that starts with Erusin. As well as the other major consequence, now you can't just simply walk away. And now at this point, it's triggered, the ishus is triggered, such that if you want to dissolve it, it needs to be dissolved formally, beget. Right? And this is in contrast to, the Rambam stresses this, in contrast to what you needed, what you had pre-Matan Torah, right? Kodman Torah, they like each other, they're together. Is it exclusive? We don't know. Is it permanent? Is it commitment that's actually kind of a legal relationship? No. When they don't want to be with each other anymore, they simply walk away. Right? The two major ishus halachos that are accentuated binisuin, binikidushin rather, are number one, it's exclusive. She's forbidden to be with anybody else. Number two, it can't just be dissolved by walking away. Now she needs a get. Rambam and Hilchos ishus perek aleph halacha gimel stresses both of these. Right? These are the two major halachic nafkaminas for kiddushin, as does the Shulchan Aruch. Right, Mishnah Niskacha, he says two things change. Number one, she's now forbidden as an Eishes Ishah. Number two, she needs a get if there's going to be a dissolution of this marriage. And both of these are essentially explicit in the Pesukim. The first one really is, in the Pesukim in Kitzeitze, where the Torah is discussing Nara Melrasa, right, so Nara Melrasa is Chayev Eskila, right? Nara Melrasa, who is Minayif is chayav eskila. Obviously, the Torah says if she's chayav eskila, so we have a general call in halacha, right? Ain onshin elim kein mazirin, right? If the Torah tells you that somebody who does something is punished the following way, that means there's some azhara, meaning there's some iser, formulation of the iser losa, say, in the Torah somewhere. Otherwise, that's a klal, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't say you couldn't have an onesh, right? Onesh shamanu is the klal of ain onshin elim kein mazirin. Which leads Chazal to read a pasuk about an onesh. It says, onesh shamanu azhar minayin. So sometimes it's pretty easy. If a person is, you know, noif, so then they get this misa. So what was the iser? Oh, the iser was losin. So other times it's not as easy. We find a person getting an onesh, we're not quite sure. We need Chazal to try to help us figure out what the azhara was that they're violating. Here, in this case, the Torah is saying that the isha, who's mizana, is chayev eskila. The iser is losin. That's obvious. So obviously the iser losinaf applies. The pasuk is saying she gets punished for it. What about get? So again, this is something obvious. This is an obvious point that she requires a get. Is it obvious in the pasukim? So here the Gra makes a claim, which is interesting. All right, the Gra, anybody saw? The Biur Gra thinks that this is also explicit. He says this also is in the pasukim, which I'm not gonna disagree with the Gra. He says mefurish gan kein b'Torah, right? Because he says mishinskacha mefurish b'Torah b'nar marasa. Right, that the Torah, the Pesukim are clear. That again, the line in Shulchan Aruch, do you have it? Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, but Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Right, the Shulchan Aruch has like a ten word Sif. That Misha Diskacha. So two things. Anybody? Yeah. It's best if you guys could like keep these things open so that I can just like.
Yeah. I wasn't.
It's not. Yeah. So Sif Gimel is Mishin Iskacha, Nechsheves Keishes Ish. For what purposes? One, Lechaiva Baalea. Right? Lechaiva Baalea. Right? So there's Eishes Ish. Two, Vitzucha Get Latir Lusha. These are the two halachas. Now, Lechaiva Baalea, says the Gra, so that's from the Pesukim in Kiseitse. It's obvious. She's getting punished. She's in the skeletons for it. And what about the other one? Or again, it's obvious to Chazal. They don't even bother to tell us that, by the way, she's requiring a get. But he says, but where do you get it? Where do they get it from? The Pesukim. So he thinks it's also explicit. What? Yeah, because the context of the. One second. So he says, I printed my Makoros out, but I didn't. See, one second. Right, he says that if you look in the Parsha and Kitetze, so the Pasuk says, which introduces Kiddushin a couple of times, actually. It says, Kigach Ishu Vala, Kigach Isho Vala. So because of the Savior Krisus, follows. Not right after it, but in that context. Now, one could have said, Uvala, maybe that means Nisuin, in which case you don't necessarily have, but Chazal generally interpret that to mean Kiddushibiyah. So it's one of the methods of Kiddushin. So the Pasuk essentially is talking about somebody who was just Niskadeshes, and it goes on to talk about B'chasav L'Sefer Krisus. So the Gra is saying, so you see right there, it's talking about an Arusa. It's not quite explicit in the Pasuk, you know, Ikach Ish Isha.
Didn't say
Obala. Because of the Sefer Krisus, what?
Didn't say Obala, but he's
Probably. Maybe that's my issue. It's still not the same thing as talking about a Nara. What? Yeah. Yeah. Right, and he's referring to that. I'm just saying, to what extent is it, you know, Mefurish Pesukim? It's not quite. It's not the same as this. Yeah. I think so. Right. I think this is a little bit more of a something we get from Chazal than it is explicit in the Pesukim, like the case of Na'amah Arasa. But either way, those are relatively clear and controversial. Those are the two major halachos that are initiated at Kiddushin. In Ishus of Kiddushin, she's Ishtal the Inyan one. Now there's an Isser Niyaf. She's not able, right? Anybody else with whom she has relations is violating the Isser of Ishus Ish. And number two, right now, you want to dissolve the marriage, you have to actually give a get. She's married, she's Ishtacha, you need to undo the Ishus. With begetting, other than that, it doesn't work. Other than that, she's still Ishtacha. Now, there is another consequence, at least one, we'll see from some of the topics that come in the Nisum context, that there may be additional Ishus halachos that start in Kiddushin. But at least one, which is pretty clear, and not we don't need to wait till the contrast with Nisuin, which is Krovasev. The Isser Arayos, there are several women, several relatives of the woman who become Usser with, once you are Usser to Eshes, right? You are Usser to Achos Ishtacha, to Bas Ishtacha, to Ben Ishtacha, to Av Ishtacha, etc. Right? All these relationships that your wife has, these first level relationships, are now for your wife, you are Usser to them, right? That means you can't marry them. For most of them, that means even b'misasan. For achos isha, that's not the case. Right? That's only b'chaya. But either way, you are forbidden to them. They are arayos to you. That occurs when b'kiddush. The Rambam says this is a v'pashut. Kevin shik, right? What's the language? He says something like kevin shikidesh isha. So then you become usher l'krovaseh. Magid Mishnah here says it's pashut in kamim makamos. Doesn't ever address that question directly. But it's implicated, it's implied in several places. I gave you just a couple. In Masechus Derech HaTzarabah, it does say explicitly, I should say that. Masechus Derech HaTzarabah, one of the Masechus Ketanos, it does say that explicitly. Kevin Shekidesh, basically the language of the Rambam. In other Gemaras, even things we'll see further on, it's implied. Where it says, the Gemara speaks about a Shliach who's being Osa Shlichuso. He says Shliach Lekadi, she says Isha. So we don't know. The Gemara says we rely on the Chazaka that Shliach Osa Shlichuso. Now you're Usser B'Kol Karvasev. We don't know who it is, so this creates problems, right? Because now you're in theory Usser to women, and we don't know who they are. But the assumption of the Gemara is just seems to be in the baseline. What is that? With Kiddushin, now you become Usser L'Krovaseh. Does it say it's Zaraisa? It doesn't. I don't believe that. If you notice at the end of the sheet, I did include, I don't really think Tosos means this, and I'm not the only one who thought that, but there is a way to read a Tosos that maybe it's Dafka B'Nisuin, and there's a reason based on a Gemara, but we'll get to that when we get there. I think this is relatively uncontroversial, save for the Shar HaMelech, who's quoted in various halachas farm. Generally speaking, I don't think it's even relied on as a Snif Lakel, but it is mentioned. I've seen some, Mahadirim footnotes say it's a machlokas we've shown him about. I'm skeptical if it's actually a machlokas. I think this is relatively clear. Again, the Gemara's, they speak of Kiddushin all the time. One of the barayas that people bring is Kiddushin, a mekadesh isho bita, so that's a problem. So, because in Kiddushin tovs me'erva, so that's one of these things which a kosher b'zeva achazeh, the Gemara talks about this. I feel b'vachas ena, she's not mekudeshes. But if it's only nisuim, which is the problem, right? So, again, you'd have to say a lot of things here are only the Rabbanon, presumably. The truth is that the Shar HaMelech does not really address the riots. In part, it's because the Rambam doesn't quote, and the Magid Mishnah doesn't even really help you with that. He just says, Mivor, Kam, Kamo, so you do have to address them. Relatively, I think I could just present it as, this is considered in general, the Rapashut, that the Isurim of the relation, your wife's relations, those arayos, the wife is Zavka, is already be'arusa. doesn't need to be nesuah. Even barusa, so her relatives become forbidden to you, midor hasher. But then there are other dinim that occur dafka b'nisuin. Now there's one that's essentially explicit in the pasuk, namely, yeah, mosimusu shnehem. So stam misa in the pasuk in the Torah in general, chenek, right? So that means chenek, unless it says specifically otherwise. We assume chenek. So the Torah says about a nara ma'arasa, she is what? She's iskila. Right, but when it comes to a nara who is no longer morasa, right there the pasuk says she just has regular misas basically. So in other words, ishtanagina, as the Rishonim put it, from skila to chenek. That's probably the only din of nesua that's explicitly different in the pasukim themselves. Is that binesua she what would have been a chiyuv only of skila becomes a chiyuv now of chenek. Now, this is actually a good, I guess I'll just comment on this now. This is actually a good example of what we want to do in terms of just understanding that. What is the basis for this? And is this really a distinction between erusin versus nisuin, or is it something else going on here? So the answer is something else seems to be going on here, meaning this is not a distinction between the ishus of erusin is mechayeves v'skila, whereas the ishus of erusin, again, still onesh, it's still the isra of niyuv, but the onesh is different. But this is not a difference which speaks to the difference between ishus of nisuin versus ishus of erusin. The haraya. Why do I know it's not an erusin? Erusin is not the kind of thing which is skila, but nisuin is the kind of thing. Ishus of nisuin is the kind of thing which is only chenek. No? So that's a question, because you could say when svara, that's what would be the reason for that? It becomes lighter. You're right. It's unquestionably the case that there are questions about skila versus sreifa. Unquestionably, chenek is lower level than skila. So that raises already our antenna to think, well, maybe that's not just like a, you know, it's a more intense. There must be some other reason, which I'll get to secondarily. But before that, la halacha, yeah.
What about an arusa?
Correct. The din that an arusa, right, is chayeves beskila is only true for certain kinds of arusa. There are arusos that are chayeves chayeves mechenik. The psukim, you don't necessarily know that explicitly already, although it is pretty simple diukim. But the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and the Rambam, quoting it, tells you, right, that these dinim, it's dafka nara basula marasa. So if she's not a basula, if she's a ba'ula, or if she's not a nara, bogeres, right, she's 12 and a half, and with simana, right? So at that point, the arusa also is chayeves peniyuf, is she's a chayeves, what? Skila? No, chenek. So you see, it's not that ishus of erusin is skila, is onesh v'skila, versus ishus b'nisuin is onesh of chenek. What's going on then? I think it's obvious. What's going on? I mean, look at the psukim. Why is it? You're right. It's a kula. Why is there a kula here? Shouldn't the opposite be right? Shouldn't it be more chomer because she's more? And that's partially our question that we're getting to, which is in what sense and what does it mean that she's more your wife? But it is a further level of ishus. So why would that be a lighter sentence then? What does the pasuk say? Besavia, right? The psukim. I think this is clear. The psukim.
No space,
correct. The reason she's chayeves beskila, and for that reason, it's not only, by the way, the method, but also the location.
Beskila.
Where does she get beskila? So one of two places. What?
Shar
besavia. So there's a machlokas because one of the cases is shar besavia. The other one just says besharecha. So which seems to be the shar of the ear. I think the way you're passing is l'chachila. It's shar beis aviyah, in l'shar, in l'viyashar, he doesn't live there anymore, whatever. Then we go to shar beis ha'ir, or perhaps it's talking about when did the znus take place? Was it beis aviyah or not? But either way, the idea is, I think, right, that there's an extra pagam here, an extra a more chomer element to the niyuf when it, in a sense, corrupts or represents corrupting not just of the relationship between Baal v'Isha, but also her father under whom she still in some certain sense, Bershusa. Right? She's still under the aegis of the father. She still represents the father's bias. Right? This is what is true for Erusin. Right? So the real difference between Erusin and Nisuin here is that Anara, is still Bershusavia. Again, we're going to see this in elsewhere. It's still Bershusavia. The father still has some kind of control, authority. She's still Bershuso, under his authority, under his dominion, to some extent. So, as an example, which we'll get to see, he can still be Mefer Nidreha. Right? The father of a Nara is able to be Mefer Nidreha. Even if she's Morasa, still able to be Mefer Nidreha. Right? He can simply wave her Nidar. And also there's certain other dinim that we find, Shevach Nerim Levia, he's Zochet to certain things. So the father, she's still under his aegis, under his dominion. So this is something which gives him certain authorities, and that's how we see it mostly. It also introduces an extra level of severity to Znus. It means that she's not just now being Mizana and being Mala Mal Bibala, but also, right, she's corrupting, she's undermining, she's perverting the father's bias. It's a stain on the father's bias. I know this sounds very kind of today, you know, we think of mostly other kinds of communities, not non-Jewish communities that have this idea, but the Torah, I think, also does, that it's a shame, it brings shame upon the father's house. So you brought down not just your relationship with this person, with the husband, but also, right, the base of Yeah. I think it's explicit in the Pesukim that she's, right, like you said, are you a Baal Kore, huh?
Yeah.
So that's, so you want to recite the Pesukim, or?
Well,
I can do it if you don't want to. So
the problem is that there are like four different bar shows that talk about that.
That's true. That's true. Alright, I'll get it. Yeah, I'll do it. So he says, yeah, okay. I mean, you wanna?
No,
okay. The memes hayadavar zeh lo nimtzu v'salim lenara v'otzios anara el pesach besavia uskalua anche ira ba'avanim v'mesa ki asasa nivala b'Yisrael liznos besavia. Pesukim are relatively explicit. There's something that's about being Nizana Bezavia. What the Pesukim are trying to explain is, why is it Skila Bevesavia? So it's two things. Number one, why is it Skila, meaning as opposed to the normal Onesh Misa Chenek? And why is it Bevesavia? Because she's undermining not just the new house she was creating, but also the house she's coming from, right? And we'll speak about this over the context of this Perek, but you know, the notion is of bias is like the building block of society. She's brought down, it's sort of the, you know, the makkah for Ben Sora Mora is being such a chummer thing is because the Rambam says this. At some point I'll show it to you guys. That he's sort of, you know, that the bias is the chelek harishon min ha-mindina. It's sort of the building block of society. So she's corrupting the basic, you know, the basic foundation of society. So that's something which, you know, deserves an extra level of chumra. But in shochev isha, im isha be'ulas baal, then it's just umeisa gam shnei. Then it's just Chenek. There's no extra element of skila. There's no extra element of liznos besavia, and therefore there's no skila. So you see, the difference here is not really between ishus or erusin versus ishus misuin. It's not directly that. Ishus erusin is also given to being chayeves bechenek, which is actually the lower punishment. It's really a function of a different fact, which is that binisuin she leaves with shusavia. That's the ultimate point that this relates to, right? So it's not really that there's a different kind of ishus, or at least not directly a function of Ishus being suin being different than Ishus being be'erusin, such that it gets a different onus. Really, it's a sort of a tangential point. The main point regarding Erusin versus Nisuin is that Binisuin and Isha, and otherwise, who otherwise would be Bershusavia still, leaves Bershusavia. It's like Bagris. Right? She's no longer Bershusavia. Father loses total authority, control, dominion, because she then fully, again, this is important. It does speak to this important. It's just not a, it does speak to this point that's a fundamental difference between Erusin and Nisuin, but it isn't that Ishus Nisuin is Skila, Ishus of Erusin is Skila, and Ishus Nisuin is Chenek. It's that if she's still Bershus Avia, so then that's Skila, it's more Chamor. If she's not, then there's Chenek. There's a difference between Nisuin and Erusin. Nisuin automatically exits Anisha from Bershus Avia. Now she's fully Bershus Bala. So this is simply a consequence of that fact, as but because of that, it can happen other ways too. If she's a Bulgaris and a Rusa, so also it's just Bafenic. So this is the difference here is really a function, not so much of the difference between, you know, an Ishus of Erisin versus an Ishus of Nisuin, but rather in as much as the Ishus of Nisuin happens to disrupt and sever the Rishus of Aviyah, so then there's halacha that depends on whether or not she's Rishus of Aviyah, whether or not it's Skila versus Chenek, and that that's the explanation for the change here. We're going to see, this comes up possibly, this is clearly a model that exists in the Pasuk, that's actually the only explicit difference between Nisuin and Arusa is this. Whether it could be relevant to some of the other halachas. So I'll just give you a little hint about maybe how far Siddharam works this way, too. We'll see. That's my focus. Most of them don't think so. As you'll encounter, there are some that do think so. That it's not really a function of Ishus B'Nisuin versus Ishus B'Erisin, but rather, if it happens to be that there's a father who has Rishus, so then there's a different halacha, but then it could also be B'Erisin, too, if there is no Rishus B'Erisin. So you'll see that. Okay, so that's... let's stop now.